quick footnote to this one, okay? Because you do need to get the truth with these cider ideas. And I really need an apple joke. You can get the apple jokes on the app. Right, so I'm personally just having a real chill out evening at a caravan on the south coast of Kent. It's called the West Road, so it goes from Dover round to Dungeness, and it sort of varies from total sand to total pebbles, so you can get anything you want in the way of incredible swimming and paddling beaches down here. And you'll probably find about 10 people on the beach. If you go round Dungeness to Camber Sands, you'll probably find about 10,000. It's up to you whether you want the big crowd or nobody at all, basically. But anyway, yeah, so I'm just having a really chilled evening, just enjoying breathing and being alive, which is pretty cool. And it is pretty cool, isn't it? Because it doesn't cost anything to literally breathe and be alive. You know, it's all the bills that cost the fecking money, isn't it? And so what I'm saying is, I just happened to think, let's go for the cider. So I'm just going to drink all the cider in my fridge, which is, you know, it's a fair bit. So I got the Fat Cheese Katie, the Angioletti, which I've just done a thing on them. And then I suddenly thought, the other one I've got in the fridge, it's not the only other one, but you know, Thatcher's Juicy Apple, which was really nice and 4% and, you know, bubbly and exciting and fun. But the thing about all three of them was they're all that amazing and unusual champagne-esque silver, right, with the nice bubbles, okay, a little bit of froth around the side. And I suddenly thought, why not just mix the rest of the what I've got all together and just enjoy this and create a mixture of three fantastic ciders, two from Somerset, one from Italy, but they're all that silver colour, which is pretty unusual, to be honest. What I would like to do is a really sharp, bitter apple. And I reckon the two cider apple varietals, Dabernet and Kingston Black, I reckon they're just what I want, and create my very own cider, and I'll put it into a Prosecco style bottle. So you've got to buy 750ml, you know. And that's what I reckon, because these are nice. They're champagne-esque to look at, but they only come across as perry to taste. And for me, as a cider aficionado, yeah, a lot of people are going to like that. It's going to make them happy. But I don't really exist to make people happy. What I want is something that's fucking sharp, tart, and damn challenging. So I've just mixed these all together, and then I've got the rest of the Sainsbury's dry cider, which is a good gold colour, you know. You do wonder what kind of apples on earth they've been using to make these silver ciders, don't you? But anyway, get yourself any kind of cider, but if you don't like it much, blend it with something else, pop some lemonade in, just, you know, throw some blackcurrant or raspberry or something in it, peach, a little bit of peach, you know, anything really, and you've got a nice sparkling drink. But it's probably not going to, you know, make your nipples erect, essentially. But there it is. And, you know, you can talk for ages about the single varietal called Katie, which is an opera singer among opera singers of ciders. So just chuck them all together. I've just been enjoying brie with creamy coleslaw. Now, if you want a quick out-of-the-fridge snack, that is the one to go for this summer, I reckon. And yeah, I'm just going to pop the battered haddock and the onion rings in. I haven't got a, baking tray as such, because everything that I own is dirty, apart from the oven, which is only semi-dirty, you know. So I'm just going to kind of improvise with maybe some foil wrapped around cardboard and hope we don't have a explosion in the oven. But it will be exciting if we do, and we've got longer hours now, haven't we? More daylight and all that sort of thing. So there it is. And don't forget the other thing that's really nice with crunchy apples, let me just crunch an apple, ready, is celery, really good stuff, celery. Absolutely nutritionally void, tastes disgusting, but it's got a good crunch, hasn't it? Just like a nice crunchy apple. Cheers!